chapter 19 of the Quran, around verse 27, it talks about how Mary goes out into the desert and basically comes back with a baby. You know, totally different than the Bible's teaching of you know, the manger and, you know, no room in the inn and Joseph's there and all. Totally different story in the Quran, of course. But in the Quran, carrying the child, listen to this, carrying the child, she came to her people who said to her, Mary, you have indeed done a shameful deed. You know, because she leaves and comes back with a kid. No Joseph in this story. Just, you know, Mary leaves, goes out in the desert, comes back with a baby. Mary, you've indeed done a shameful deed, sister of Aaron. Your father, or sister of Aaron? So not only is it saying Amram's her dad, it's saying Aaron's her brother. Because he truly did mix up Miriam of the Old Testament and Miriam of the New Testament. Because in Arabic, it's the same name. There's a footnote at the bottom of the page here in this edition of the Quran. It appears that Miriam, Aaron's sister, and Miriam, mother of Jesus, were, according to the Quran, one and the same person. Well, that's amazing that they lived so many hundreds and hundreds of years apart, that they could be the same person. But when you're illiterate and you can't read the Bible, you're going to make mistakes like that when you're just going on hearsay of a vague knowledge of the Bible. Yep. Sister of Aaron, your father was never a whoremonger, nor was your mother a harlot. She made a sign to them pointing to the child because she can't talk. She's been struck with dumbness. So she's pointing to the baby. But they replied, how can we speak with a babe in the cradle? We can't talk to this baby. Why are you pointing at the baby? Whereupon he, the baby, spoke and said, so this is the newborn baby Jesus. I am the servant of God. Okay, bring Boaz up here. I need a visual aid. Where's Boaz? Where's baby Boaz? Is he in the mother baby room? Oh, he's in the exorcisor. All right, bring baby Boaz. Now, this isn't really a good illustration because, you know, this is at least, I need, does somebody want to loan me a small baby? You know, this is the youngest kid I've got, folks. You know, so I just need a visual aid here. You know, but you know, in the Quran, it's a newborn. Okay? So here's what's going on in the Quran. I am the servant of God. He has given me the book and ordained me a prophet. His blessing is upon me wherever I go. And he has exhorted me to be steadfast in prayer and to give alms as long as I shall live. He has exhorted me to honor my mother and has purged me of vanity and wickedness. Peace be on me on the day I was born and on the day of my death and on the day I shall be raised to life. All right, so I just wanted to make it a little more real to you. Come get him. Come get him, Miriam. Oh, I wonder. Oh, your name's Miriam? I read about you in Exodus. You're in Matthew, too. Same Miriam, right? I mean, look, saying that the Miriam of Exodus is the Miriam of Jesus' mother is like saying that this is the same Miriam. That, I mean, the time frame of just being many hundreds and hundreds of years later, it's a similar mistake. Here's your baby, Miriam, all right? Go back to the desert.